once a child or an infant gets RSV, we need to monitor for two worrisome signs and symptoms. One is when all that phlegm drops down to their little lungs, and then they start having trouble breathing to the point where they're using their chest muscles and their little rib cage is going in and out as they're trying to handle all that phlegm, so they're having trouble breathing, in which case they need to take them immediately to the emergency room. Two, poor appetite, where they're not eating or drinking, because babies with RSV can also face signs and symptoms of dehydration that can turn very dangerous, especially because their volume is very small in babies. So that's going to be important signs and symptoms to look for.